Lawmakers are once again considering a proposal to change how alimony and child sharing is handled in divorce cases. A group of family law attorneys are against the proposal. I'm Robbie Gaffney. Of the many changes included in the proposal, one would be to eliminate permanent alimony unless parties agree to it. Deborah Schultz is a 68-year-old physician who says she pays permanent alimony to her ex-husband.
I was married for 17 years to a man who quit working the minute we were married. I supported about 7 different businesses that he ran into the ground. He abused drugs and alcohol, and he was abusive to me and our 2 children.
Schultz says she was ordered by the court to pay her ex-husband $5,250 per month for the rest of her life.
I cannot retire because I have alimony payments to pay every 30 days. I'm sorry, I'm crying. I now have 6 wonderful grandchildren, and I cannot even enjoy participating in their lives, all while he is living life to the fullest.
One of the changes House Bill 1559 would make would allow payments to end when the person providing the alimony reaches full retirement age as determined by the U.S. Social Security Administration, with exceptions. Already under existing case law, someone paying alimony can apply to have their alimony adjusted or terminated upon reaching the normal retirement age for their job or profession. Another change relates to parenting time with children. The proposed bill would create a presumption that 50-50 timesharing of children would be in the best interest of the child, meaning both parents would have equal time with their child. Right now, the existing law requires the court to evaluate several different factors in determining an appropriate parenting plan. Delray Beach Democratic Representative Emily Schlossberg questioned the change during a meeting on the bill.
So under your bill, if there is hypothetically one parent who is drug addicted and another parent who's really been caring for the child, under your bill, this would create a presumption that 50-50 is in the best interest of the child.
Absolutely not.
That's bill sponsor Miami Republican Representative Anthony Rodriguez responding.
I mean, you walk into the courtroom and there is a presumption of 50-50 timesharing. But in that scenario, and specifically in that scenario, Representative, it is obvious that the judge will not grant 50-50 timesharing to a drug-addicted parent.
Rodriguez says lawyers weaponize children in timesharing to grant more alimony to their clients.
There is a clear nexus between alimony and timesharing, and we believe that when you walk into the courtroom, the focus of the divorce should be the children, and there should be an equal timesharing of such. And if for whatever reason that should not be the case, then the judge can decide that.
Rodriguez says his bill allows for the presumption of 50-50 timesharing to be rebutted by a judge. Philip Schipini is a family law attorney who represents clients who have special needs children. He says judges don't always have a full understanding of a family situation. He worries the presumption created under Rodriguez's bill would put an extra burden on his clients.
And right now I have a pending case of child special needs. This presumption, if they put it 50-50, the father hasn't seen the child for 4 years. Not only is the child has severe special needs, the husband's a recovering drug addict who hasn't seen the child in years. So then you slap this presumption on it, and then I have an extra burden to overcome. Not only do I have to explain the child's condition, explain the drug addiction, I have to overcome this presumption as well.
The proposal would also place caps on other forms of alimony, such as rehabilitative and durational. Rehabilitative is used to help the receiving party cover the costs of getting skills or education to financially support themselves after the divorce. Under the bill, it would be capped to 5 years. Durational alimony does not exceed the length of the marriage, but under the proposal, it would not exceed half the length of the marriage, with exceptions. The bill passed its last committee stop. It is now heading to the House floor for a vote. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.